السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. ونشهد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ. ونشهد ان سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers or sisters of the madrasa and those listening over receivers, with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal, ihsan and karam, we were able to fast in the month of Ramadan and make whatever zikr, tilawat, ibadat Allah ta'ala gave us the tawfiq of making. Each and every one of us knows very well that we cannot and we could not have done justice to whatever ibadat we made. The weakness in our ibadat, the weakness in our tilawat, the weakness in our and deficiency in our zikr, and whatever other actions and a'mal that we did in the month of Ramadan, we all know very well. However, Allah Ta'ala is very, very Rahim, very Kareem. And if He gives someone the tawfiq of doing some good deeds, then it is an indication that Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive that person, wants to give him progress. Even if he's got some kind of riya and show and what deficiencies, but if Allah Ta'ala is giving him the tawfiq of repeatedly doing it, then it's an indication that if this person applies himself, reflects over those weaknesses, and makes an i'tiraf of qusur, as I gave that bayan on the Jumab time, i'tiraf of qusur, that is what Allah Ta'ala wants. That means we don't brag about what we have done, what we have achieved, and what great stages we have reached. We look at all our deficiencies, our weaknesses, and we make i'tiraf of qusur. And that is what this majlis is all about. That we make an effort to make progress, but at the same time, we make i'tiraf. We make an acknowledgement of our weakness, our deficiencies. We don't allow any kind of pride to come into the heart. My Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, he says, kibr jo hai, وہ سبب بعد ہے اور شکر جو ہے سبب قرب ہے. Now beautifully he gave it to in two words, that if there is any kind of pride that is coming, then that is sabab bu'd, it will distance the person. So if that person has got nadamat in his heart, if he's got shame in his heart, if he's got an acknowledgement of his weakness in his heart, and he's increasing his shukr levels, he's not increasing his sugar levels if he's got diabetes. He's increasing his sugar levels. Somebody asked me once, he said, what's this, Maulana? All our buzrugs come from overseas, they all got sugar problem, sugar problem. I said, wo shukar zyada karte, shukar. They make a lot of sugar. So Allah Ta'ala gives them a sugar factory in their stomachs. Increases their sugar production. Of course, that is just light-hearted. But the thing is that if the person increases his shukr, so that is sabab e qurb. NUR 50601. Please remove your car. So the sabab, the means of qurb and closeness of Allah Ta'ala is shukr in abundance. Increasing gratitude to Allah Ta'ala for what tawfiq He gave to us. That means we don't attribute anything to ourselves. Any goodness we attribute to Allah Ta'ala, مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ So, وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ Whatever hasana the person does, any good deeds, any righteous actions, any ibadat, any zikr, any charities, then he says, the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. And any sins and any vices and any evils, then he attributes it to his own nafs. That it is the mischief and shararat and khabasat and najasat of my nafs, attributed to the nafs. So then that person will make progress. But the moment the person thinks that I have done enough now, so then there will be retrogress. Then the person will slide backwards. So don't allow the asbab of bodh to come. That means those means which distances the person, like pride, ujub, vanity and all these things. Don't allow that to come into the heart. Increase the shukr level and acknowledge one's weakness. That is a chemical which changes the whole condition of a person. How we have vinegar, first it can be brandy, can be wine, but then due to certain processes, that same wine and brandy turns to vinegar. So wine and brandy was haram, and this vinegar now became halal. A whole change, transformation, tabdeel of mahiyat, as they say, complete change. So that is what this i'tiraf of qusur is. That all that ibadat which he did with deficiency, but he made i'tiraf of qusur. He made an effort to do it right, correctly, not that he was just negligent and unconcerned. But then he makes an i'tiraf, an acknowledgement of his weakness. So Allah Ta'ala turns that into neki and good deeds, inshallah. Ayat of the Quran Sharif support that. When a person makes such kind of tawbah, then he reaches the stage of the muttaqin, or the Hadith Sharif supports that. So therefore this i'tiraf of qusur is the most important thing after the holy month of Ramadan. And as far as this wine and brandy is concerned, just now too, you must have heard the call in the office. I just completed the namaz and went to make my sunnah in the office, and there was a call. That, can you please give me the number of the closest bar? There was some white chap on the line. He says, is this the right number that I'm asking? I want to know the number of the closest bar in Durban. I'm a visitor here, and I wanted to tell him that we also open a bar here. But just that our intoxicant is such that it connects you with the Creator. We also give some drink here. The wine of Allah Ta'ala's love we distribute here. But obviously he didn't want that wine. So I said, wrong number. So somebody is in search of that kind of bar, and that kind of wine, that kind of brandy. The person is a visitor, he may drink so much that after that his purse is lost, his cell phone is gone, and everything is gone. Or he may end up in a brawl. Look at Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat upon us. Honestly, when we look at this, that what if we were in his shoe? Where we would have been now? If we were in that person's shoe, where would we have been now? Look at Allah Ta'ala's ihsan and fazal upon us. What a park, pure, clean place he brought us to. To take his pure park name, and to take the park pure name of Sayyidina Muhammad, Tajdar-e Madina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to sit in an environment of people that are desirous of getting connected with that Allah. So what a great ihsan this is. So people are in search of sins this very moment. They are in search of sins which will destroy them. So it is Allah Ta'ala's ihsan that he gave us a mahol and an environment of this kind, where we are in search of qurb of Allah Ta'ala, closeness of Allah Ta'ala, and the qurb of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and his ita'at and his muhabbat. So we must not consider this as an insignificant ni'mat. All of us, we get very excited if it's gold, silver, pounds and dollars as gifts. Indeed, it's a ni'mat also. Make shukr over it. But why do we not consider these ni'mats and bounties also, in fact, as greater ni'mats than the material bounties? Because the material bounties will all one day vanish and decrease, and these spiritual bounties keep on increasing. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. So there have been so many brothers, so many young friends, so many unknown people who participated, came in the programs here in the month of Ramadan, who are now writing, phoning, SMSing, what benefits they found. Many of them are not even here, or they're from outside countries. But believe me, what they are writing, it amazes me. What kind of changes it brought in their lives far, far away. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, make it a zariya of my najat, make it maqbool. So once again the munajat, because as I said that this majlis is not for increasing information and knowledge, that now we want to learn all the masail of namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. That is also very important and it should be learned. So there are different programs for that. This is the majlis so that we create that kayfiyat in our hearts. We bring into our heart that kind of hal. That it becomes easy for us to give up all kinds of sins, vices and evils. That is the important. And alhamdulillah, to some extent, it is happening. In the month of Ramadan, we recited this many times, but today we'll go through a little more of it than just the first two lines. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. I explained this many times. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. Because this is where our weakness lies. That we believe that if we are going to get connected with Allah Ta'ala, if we are going to get connected with the masajid and the madaris and the tabligh and the khanqahs of path of suluk, getting connected with Allah Ta'ala, then our lives will become miserable. Na'uzu billah, na'uzu billah. How can lives become miserable? Or that we will be deprived of the worldly ni'mats and benefits. Again, na'uzu billahi min zalik. How can a person be deprived of the worldly bounties and that of the akhirat if he's going to get connected with the creator of the bounties? The creator of those material things, with the creator of those ni'mats, with the creator of the heavens and the earth, if you get connected, then can that person be deprived? On the one hand, when we see some of our mashayikh enjoying some good ni'mats and bounties, a good home, good car, something, then we say, so much they're getting. But we don't look at their early life, what kind of mujahada they made, what kind of difficulties they went through, what kind of hardships they faced, what kind of sacrifices they made so that the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala may spread. How much of trials they underwent. Then Allah ta'ala in their latter life gives them. It's like the pension that people get. But the fact is that on the one hand we say that how they're getting so much. And on the other hand we say that if you become pious and righteous you won't get. So why have that kind of guman? One side we say that they're getting so much. And on the other side we say that if you become pious and righteous then you'll get deprived of the good things of this world. So therefore we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give us the best of both worlds. That's the Quran Sharif tells us, must ask the best. Must ask for hasanah fi dunya. It doesn't mean that to ask for plenty of material wealth. Ask for hasanah fi dunya and hasanah fi al-akhirah. Waqina azab al-nar. So, Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Oh my beloved Allah, with your karam, with your ihsan, with your kindness, with your fazal, give me the best of both worlds. We are not asking for just one. It is a misunderstanding if we say dunya, dunya, la tomorrow dunya ko. We can't do without eating and drinking and clothes and shelter. So that is not dunya. Dunya is that which diverts our remembrance, diverts us from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. That is dunya. If a person's wealth is now taking him to the casinos, discos, rave clubs, then that is dunya. If it's making him neglect his salat, making him neglect his zakat, making him neglect his hajj and fasting, and the fulfillment of the rights of the parents, wife, children and others, then that is dunya. But if that plentiful of wealth is making him do even more ibadat of Allah Ta'ala and get more zikr and tilawat in his life and more fulfillment of the rights of people and assistance and help to the poor, the needy, the destitute, then that is not dunya. That is wasila of the akhirah. It connects the person with the akhirah. So we saying, Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Oh my beloved Allah, our ibadat, our zikr, our tilawat. Whatever we did in the month of Ramadan, it is not really worthy of presentation before you or to say that on the basis of these good deeds that I did, now, oh my Allah, give me this and give me that. One is to say with them that on this basis that I did so much of ibadah, zikr, tilawat, so now I seek from you the best of dunya and akhirah. We say, Ya Allah, we are not really worthy, or we, our actions are not worthy of presentation. There's so much of deficiency and weakness, so therefore we say, Karam se apne to dono jahan de. Give us the best of dunya and akhirat. Give us the best of both worlds. Give us this world and the akhirat with your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan. If only we can learn that one trait, or get that one trait into us, that it is the ihsan of Allah Ta'ala upon us if we are able to do anything good. That is a great achievement. It's a giant leap. As they say when Armstrong landed on the moon, they say it was a giant leap. So that's a giant leap. When the person realizes who he is. What can we really do? But we beg of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because he is the one in whose hands our life lies. That intelligence, where does it come from? Which grandfather gave us that intelligence? Which mother can give any child intelligence? Which mother can give a child sight and hearing and speech? Tell a mother that outside now, she must make some eyes and some heart and liver and lungs, because it was produced in her stomach. So now we tell all the mothers who gave birth that, mashallah, what a great achievement in your life. You gave birth to not one but 10 children with heart, liver, lungs, sight, hearing, speech. So now you make some eyes and some ears and some heart and some liver and some lungs, because there's a great shortage in the market. As it is, they are slicing people, somehow put them to sleep under wrong pretext and steal their kidneys and sell it away at thousands of dollars. So now you rather produce some so that we don't have that problem. Can any mother produce it? So who is it that is giving all that? So that Allah Ta'ala who is giving all that, why should we not seek from Him? It is in His hands. Bring istighna into our lives. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. And the one deserving of your azab and punishment, Ya Allah, give him salvation, give him najat, give him amnesty. Governments of the world, many a time they give amnesty. Not long ago the government gave amnesty with regards to tax on uplang monies and other kind of monies. They gave some kind of amnesty. When a government changes, they say so many prisoners will be released. So many different kinds of amnesties are given. So we say, Oh Allah, we are deserving of the worst of all punishments because of our sin. We are deserving of the worst of all punishments, my Allah. If you have to open up the skies and the rain has to come down in torrents, and everything is flooded and we are wiped out from the surface of the earth, we know we are deserving. If the earth opens up and swallows us up, we know we are deserving of it. If the gale force winds blows and blows all of us away, we know we are deserving. But you don't like punishment, my Allah. You don't like punishment. You dearly love forgiveness. You love giving salvation, amnesty, najat. My Allah, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Those who are deserving of your ghazab and anger. And each one of us think of ourselves, that I who am deserving of your ghazab and anger, give me najat, give me salvation, give me amnesty. Once again, i'tiraf of khusur before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے.
Having read this so many times, by now you should know it, that this is the meaning. We can go on explaining. مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. That we consider ourselves as مستحق of the غضب of Allah Ta'ala. Look at our actions, look at our deeds. Don't take one small sample somewhere and some exception to the rule somewhere. Let us look at the majority. Look at all of us who form the Muslim Ummah. Look at our homes. Look at our lives. What we are watching. What are we listening to? Which places we are frequenting? What is the style of our marriages and walimas and business deals? These type of deeds in the nations of the past invited the wrath of Allah and they were wiped out from the surface of the earth. The kind of things that Ummah is doing now, homosexuality and all other kinds of things, nations were wiped out. It is only because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is rahmatul lil alamin that we are saved and protected. Otherwise, look at the filth that the Ummah is now watching on the internet sites. How many letters we get from across the world. Cannot give it up, cannot give it up. So what are we then deserving of? Can we say we're deserving of rahmat of Allah Ta'ala because we are watching some very nice sights?
Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Allah, 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 Allah. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Aur apne fazl se mujhe sidqe lisan de, اور اپنے فضل سے مجھے صدق لسان دے, اور اپنی محبت کی بھی ایک خاص شان دے
اور اپنے فضل سے مجھے صدق لسان دے. یا اللہ کی میں truthful tongue, truthfulness in my speech, truthfulness in my actions, صداقت in my ظاہر and صداقت in my باطن. نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام میں دعا, اللہم انی اعوذ بک من الفتن ما ظہر منها ما بطن. So ظاہر and باطن, we must ask Allah Ta'ala for protection of all kinds of fitna. So this صدق is not only something that is on the tongue, it has to be in the heart. Without صدق and truthfulness in the heart, with regards to iman, the person is not even a believer. If with his tongue he proclaims very, very loudly, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Loudly he proclaims, but in his heart there is no iman. So what he is saying with his tongue is sidq. It is the truth what he is saying with his tongue. We can't say that he is not saying the truth with his tongue. His tongue is speaking the truth because Allah Ta'ala is the only one worthy of worship. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's last and final messenger. That is the truth. But in his heart, if this is not there, then he's not a Muslim. He's not a believer. He's a munafiq.
إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ والله يشهد ان المنافقين لكاذبون.
صحيح. يعلم والله يعلم. Allah Ta'ala knows that these people are liars. But Allah Ta'ala says that اذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد انك لرسول الله والله يعلم انك لرسوله.
That means what they are saying, that you are the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, that is true. There is no lie in that. But Allah Ta'ala testifies that these people are lying. That means not in their hearts.
So therefore we say that صدقِ لسان دے. It's cooler if you're getting hot. صدقِ لسان دے. The mustahik. اور اپنی محبت کی بھی ایک خاص شان دے. Ya Allah, give me one special distinguishing feature about your muhabbat and your love. There are different explanations of this, but I explain it very simply and easily. That when a person has got real ishq and muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his heart, he's got it in his heart, so then his outward behavior will depict that. It will reflect that. His walk will say that he's got Allah ta'ala's awe, muhabbat, khashiyat. His talk will say it. His dealings will show it. His relationship with his wife, with his children, with his family, with his society will show it, that this person has got the khawf and the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore everything will be straight, above board. There will be no cheating, no deceiving. The akhlaq and the character will be outstanding because that person has got it in his heart. Muhabbat ki ek khas shaan hai. What kind of muhabbat is that? With the tongue we say shukar alhamdulillah, and then with our eyes we see wrong, with the hands we touch wrong, with the feet we walk to wrong places, with our minds we fantasize haram, and then we say making shukar of the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, of the eyes and the ears.
Ya Rab mujhe zaman aur aisa makan de. یا رب مجھے زمان اور ایسا مکان دے جس میں تیری ہی یاد ہو ایسی حران دے.
Every moment must be your یاد and your remembrance, my Allah. Give me ایسا مکان, ایسا زمان. Now we say, how can we be remembering Allah Ta'ala every minute, every second, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. It's obvious, you can't do that every second and every minute, Allah, Allah, Allah. What it means is that I'm conscious of the fact that you are watching, you are listening, you are knowing, you are before, you are seeing everything that I'm doing. You are all hearing, all knowing. And I must do everything to, according to your will, to your pleasure. That's all. In business, he must apply the ahkam and the laws of the Quran Sharif. The ayat of the eyes must be in the eyes of the person. The verses of the Quran Sharif related to the ears must be in the ears of the person. The verses of the Quran Sharif relating to the heart must be in the heart of the person. The verses of the Quran Sharif relating to business must be in the business of the person. The verses of the Quran Sharif relating to wife and children must be in that person's family life, in his dealings with his wife and with his children. That is what Quran Sharif is all about. That is where the ayat must be. So therefore he said, Isme teri hi yaad ho aisi haranade. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Once again we'll just stop there. But this is a very, very beautiful couplet, so we'll do it.
Apna pata de mujhko yun apna nishan de, jaun jahan bhi dil mera bas tujh pe hi jaan de.
Oh Allah, give me some address of yours. Give me some address of yours. Where you are. How we say now we got this Garmin and we got so many other things. They give us addresses of people. How to get there. How to reach there. Sometimes it is winding road, bending road, this. And ups and downs and up the hill and down the hill and turn left and turn right and go ahead and so much of different directions they give you to reach sometimes some place. So if man can give so much of direction with regards to roads, so here also, oh Allah, give me some direction how to get to you. We know the roads of how to get to America, China and the world. We know how to get to the different provinces and the different areas of the country through all this new technology. So what about that technology, my beloved Allah, which gets us connected with you? Give me your nishan, give me your pata, give me your address. How do I get connected with you? That wherever I go, I give my life for your sake. My jaan is for you, my wealth for you, my efforts for you, everything for your pleasure. We ask Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala will tell us how to find it. Allah Ta'ala will then tell us how to find it. How we got all this latest technology. So when we ask Allah Ta'ala that now guide us, show us how to get to you. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. What are we saying? Guide us on the siratul mustaqim. So Allah Ta'ala will then say, Dhalikal kitab la rayba fi. Hudal lil muttaqim. That is where you'll find the guidance. That Quran Sharif will then tell us, مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَحَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. What my Nabi gives you, take it, and what he stops you from, stay away from. And you get connected with Allah Ta'ala. Finish, simple. May Allah Ta'ala give us an understanding and make us all His.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai. आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह जल्ल जलालहु لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے اللہ 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 اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر اللہ 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 اللہ
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث مائی بلوڈ اللہ مائی رحیم اللہ مائی کریم اللہ موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ موسٹ لونگ موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ Oh, my most tolerant Allah, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. We are your most sinful servants on the surface of the earth, raising our begging bowls before you, my Allah. We haven't raised it before some idol that does not see us, listen to us, or can help us in any way. You are watching us this very moment, my Allah. You know our past, you know our present, you know our future. My beloved Allah, nothing is hidden from your sight. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. You are the one who has blessed us with our life, with our hearing, with our speech, with our heart, liver and lungs. My Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, we are turning towards you ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. ہم گنہگار ہے سیاکار ہے مجرم ہے خطاکار ہے بدکار ہے ناپاک اور گندے ہے میرے مولا تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں وے ڈو وی گو وی ایکنالج ایوری ویکنس آف اوورز ایوری ڈیفیشنسی مائی بلوڈ اللہ ایوری سن اینڈ ایوری وائس اینڈ ایوری ایون انڈیڈ From the time we became of age up till now, we have used so much of your bounties for your disobedience. But my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, your forgiveness is much, much more. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire mankind. میرے اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما, رحم فرما, رحم فرما, کرم فرما, معاف فرما, معاف فرما, معاف فرما, یا ربی معاف فرما. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly and unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. My beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in sins and vices and evils, bring them out from those sins, my Allah. Put us all onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. My beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan are our enemies. They want to drag us down the gutters of shame and disgrace. You want to give us a life of respect and honor and dignity. Make us yours and become ours. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan, dono ne mil kar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. Hey, mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pada. Hey, mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pada. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us, my Allah. We are seeking your help. Protect us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. خلق میں مجھ سا کوئی نہیں کو بد کردار و ناماسیا, تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب, بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ, گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ, در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. My beloved Allah, we know we are poor khata, full of weaknesses, full of shortcomings, full of sin. پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ, where do we go? Which are the doors there that we can tap? تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. We have come to your door. We have been informed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that something that you dearly love is the forgiveness of sins of the sinners. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu anna ya kareem. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes, anywhere, beloved Allah, give them shifa. Purify our hearts of malice, greed, pride, arrogance, envy, jealousy, and all other evil that has embedded itself in our hearts. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have children, make them obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our home, in our time, in our life. Bless us in honesty, truthfulness, sadaqat in our zahir and in our batin. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. bless us with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment and satisfaction. Remove the vice dens of the world, my Allah. Assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Remove the pain, the suffering, the hardships and difficulties of the Ummah around the globe. Remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe. Bless everyone with hidayat and guidance, my Allah. My beloved Allah, ikdin marna hai akhir maut. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Don't let the angel of death visit us in disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, porn sites on the internet, adultery, fornication or any kind of haram action. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with Shahadat in Madina Tayyiba, with burial in Baqir. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما, گشت تعلیم اجتماعات کو قبول فرما, مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کو قبول فرما, دینی انجمنوں کو قبول فرما. Bless everyone with اخلاص in all the عمل and the action. Make us do all works in within the parameters of sharia, my Allah. تمام اداروں کی حفاظت فرما. My beloved Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters and ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam.
مجھکو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. مجھکو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے.
ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہ صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. سبحان ربک رب العزة عما یصفون, وسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ رب العالمین.